get ready to smile again with radio's home quote, Think and Fade, written by Paul Wright.
Quick, cashier to count.
Hey, you're throwing this in my lap, huh?
It is in your lap.
Well, I never asked you bookkeeper for you and those things.
Miss Stenbottom, I believe it sounds.
Well, I never asked you bookkeeper for you and Miss Stenbottom.
At any rate, you were willing enough to go shopping with us. You were willing enough to take charge of the money. You've had wonderful, grand, elegant times, too, laughing and stumbling about how we can't keep our finances straight. All right, let's have a quick check here to come.
But if there should be some little mistake, I don't want to be responsible.
How can there be any little mistake? Your own suggestion to take charge of the cash? You guarantee you'd come out absolutely even a penny.
But don't overlook the human element, man. Nobody's so perfect.
Just talk to talk, beating around the bush. Produce the fondue. What did I say? What did you say?
Roughly, you spent $2.30. And roughly, Ruthie spent
that's
about...
not having roughly.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not having any Ruthie.
Well, you refer to her as Ruthie. Difficult to remember to call a person by one name when the individual you're talking to insists on referring to that person by another name.
Still talky-talky, around the bush.
Well, not at all. Only suppose we were discussing apples, and you referred to apples as George, and I was forced to refer
listen.
To them.
Huh? Somebody in the kitchen. Hi!
Can that be the voice of
Fred? Just being home means slow us up, Eddie. Produce the
fondue. Naturally, he'll want an explanation of what we're doing.
He'll probably step across the alley, guys, and step his face and then sit in your horses. Produce the fondue.
May I interpolate tight? May I about to say, won't you hope?
We're kind of halfway busy here, baby.
Oh? What doing?
Straightening out the money, Eddie.
Good. You want public assistance, no doubt?
No, we won't, thanks.
I don't need a house to call on me. I'll go hang my hat and coat in the hallway and then come back and keep my trap shut.
This is a nice game of indoor horseshoe overnight in Shepherd's basement.
Look at the shameless way my wife tries to hurry me out of my own home.
No, but we're occupied here.
I understand. I realize I've lost my look and nobody loves me anymore.
Well, we're still sitting staring at each other, right? It's the fondue. What I spend, what do you spend?
You spend approximately $2.
I don't want any approximately, I told you. Put the money out on the table where we can see it.
Well, in my left-hand pants pocket, I have the money you give.
$4?
Well, not $4.80 now. Don't forget you whittled that down when you were shopping.
Did the mailman leave me several dozen important communications from your old friends and business associates, please?
The mailman never even stopped.
I grow more and more suspicious of that mailman. I bet he has hundreds of letters for me, but he's too darn lazy to put him in the mailbox. I've noticed his furtive hangdog look and the clinging way.
Sit down on the davenport, then.
Why not?
The other afternoon, you'd go over to Acme Suffers after work.
I think Suffers out of town.
Is he?
Yes. And furthermore, he won't be back until tomorrow.
Well, if you insist on sitting there, I expect I better tell you what we're doing so you won't keep haunting me with questions every little bit.
Make Rush quit wrinkling his forehead at it.
Oh, God.
He went shopping with me and Ruthie this afternoon.
Rush did?
Yes.
Why wasn't he in school?
Special teaches me.
Oh.
It was his own idea to go along with us and keep track of the finances. He's been having grand, elegant belly laughs, the same as you have, over the way Ruthie and me get our money mixed up when we shop. We each give him our cash and kept track of all the purchases, correct? So now you know what we're doing. You just please sit quiet and not interrupt while Rush gives a quick, accurate accounting. All right, Rush. Before we started off downtown, I give you $4.80. Say you put that in your left hand pants pocket.
Uh-huh.
And how much did we
give? $2.11.
And that went in your right hand pants pocket.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have a quick, accurate accounting.
I don't want to butt in, friend, but it seems
then
to
don't
be...
butt in, friend. Mm. Enough fingers in the pie.
Oh, here's a dollar bill, two halves, a quarter, a dime, a nickel, and three pennies.
Which pocket?
Left.
Nine money, huh?
Yes.
What's that amount to?
$2.43.
Then how much did I spend?
You spent the difference between that and $4.80.
And the difference is?
Well, I have to get a pencil.
Oh, I thought you knew.
Well, I know there shouldn't be any mistake.
Shouldn't be any mistake? Well, how can there be any mistake?
Mom, when I volunteered to be bookkeeper on this shopping expedition, I never knew you were going to take this attitude.
Uh-huh. Well, for a long, long time now, different people have just laughed themselves upset over the way Ruthie and I can't stroll downtown and buy a few things without getting hopelessly lost in our finances. I want to see how a real smart fella handles it.
Well, I'm positive I'm not mixed up here.
Grand. Go ahead with it.
Subtract 243 from 480. What does it leave, Jeff?
237.
That's what you spent, Mon. $2.37.
Awful quick subtracting.
I worked it out when the figures were first mentioned a minute ago.
Still awful quick subtracting.
Let us not forget that subtraction, addition, division, and multiplication are my business. I'm the chief bookkeeper.
Yes, I remember now. All right, Glenn.
You got a chip on your shoulder, Mon.
Oh, I'm remembering all the fun different people have had laughing and screaming with joy over how poor Ruthie Stembottom and me can't keep our penny straight.
I see you're gazing in my direction, Stevie.
Just a few bits, you know. All right, Rush. I spent $2.30. How'd that spend it?
Well, that's easy.
Regular apple pie.
All I have to do is review the events of the afternoon.
Hop right in and review them.
Well, first off, we stopped in at Kleeberger's. Didn't we?
I don't know. Did we?
Yes.
Fine.
You never purchased anything, but Ruthie did.
Who is this Ruthie?
Miss Stembottom.
Oh, uh-huh.
She bought a collar pin for Fred.
I didn't place any Fred.
Mr. Stembottom.
Oh, sure.
She bought a collar pin for Mr. Stembottom and paid a dollar for it.
This, of course, hasn't got anything to do with my money.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll get Miss Stembottom's money out of my pocket. Just a second.
Why do you grin and grimace at me, Dr. C?
I'm having my innings now. I don't understand why two grown-up women can't go downtown and buy a few articles without getting balled up.
You're quoting me?
Words sound familiar, do they?
Here we are. A dollar bill, five quarters, three dimes, a nickel and a penny.
That's Ruthie's money?
Yeah.
Come out of your right-hand pants pocket?
Yes.
What does that amount to?
Well, a dollar bill and five quarters makes $2.25. Three dimes is 30 cents, plus a nickel is 35 cents, plus a penny is 36 cents. 36 cents and $2.25 makes, what, Josh?
261.
261, Ma.
Well, say, that's interesting.
Huh?
She only had $2.11 to begin with, didn't she?
Hey, wait a minute here.
And now she's got $2.61. And after buying a lovely dollar piece of jewelry for her husband, too.
Oh, hold on a minute.
So, I don't understand why a couple grown-up women can't do a little...
Hey, I got it. I got it, Ma.
Good.
What happened was I had my own money in my right-hand pants pocket. Just one second.
Why do you stare at me with that pitying glance?
Am I doing that? Never meant to. I'm thinking about poor, helpless Ruthie and poor, helpless me. We can't keep our penny straight. What we need is somebody smart to go along and watch our money for us.
Well, I'm not involved.
Mom, where did we go after we left Cleve River?
I don't remember. Matter of fact, I never made any point of remembering. You said you'd look after all.
Oh,
we
went to the 10-cent store next, didn't we?
Oh, so, if that's what you say.
After we left Kleeberger's up, we went to the 10-cent store.
Well, don't tell me about it.
We went to the 10-cent store, and Ruthie got weighed.
Well, don't tell me about it.
I'm just wondering who this Ruthie is.
Ruthie got weighed in at the 10-cent store, and I used one of your pennies, Mom, to drop down the slot.
Why did she use one of my pennies?
Why did I?
You're asking me?
I guess Ruthie never had any pennies when we were in at the 10-cent store.
Now, that's odd. Because if she started out giving you $2.11, and the first place we stopped was Kleeberger's, where she spent an even dollar, and must have been that odd penny still in your pocket.
The first place we stopped wasn't Kleeberger's.
No.
The first place we stopped was Empton's.
Oh.
Empton's shoe store.
Miss Empton's is when shoe store comes to think of it.
We stopped in an Empton's shoe store, and you bought a pair of brown shoelaces for, how much was it?
I never kept that. You were handling the money.
Wait a minute now. Mom, wait.
No, I better go start my supper.
Wait a minute now.
I'm afraid I can't.
I'll straighten this out.
I'm sure you will. Certainly don't need any help from me or poor Ruthie. We're terrible muttonheads.
Hey, why do you keep smirking and grinning at me for?
Never realized I was doing anything of the kind.
All right, Mom. Here we are.
And you tell your father about it.
I got it all clear as daylight now.
Oh, I know.
Have you got it all clear as daylight?
No. It's all balled up till who laid the chunk.
Your mother has rung the bell.
Yeah.
He wins. He can pick up the chip.
No. He wins. He can pick up the chip.